PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 2nd of September, 2018, the first program for the month of September. And we are now officially out of our holidays, well, here in Taiwan anyway. But actually, we have another holiday coming up later this month, but I'm not going to tell you about that now because you'll think that we're just a bunch of layabouts and we don't do anything. The only thing I can say is the closing days of August, which I'm glad that are over, have been wet. Wet more than usual. Every few years we get these torrential downpours, usually in August, because of typhoons that were in the region that actually made their way towards Japan. Now, if you've been following the news, you may have seen that South Taiwan actually had a fair amount of flooding, including the biggest city in South Taiwan, which is known as Kaohsiung. But that's actually kind of a normal thing, actually. So, everything is sort of back to normal. I just feel as if, especially on Friday, because Friday, everybody woke up to a beautiful blue sky, which we kind of forgot about, actually, after all the rain and everything, thinking, oh, no, you know, the last few days of holiday are all going to be rainy, and then everybody's back to work on September the 3rd. So it kind of put people in the dumps. But nevertheless, we all kept a smile going during that period. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. And since we are the first program for September, let's begin with September Song, performed by Kai Wirner and his orchestra. Thank you. September song, Kai Varner and his orchestra. Now, speaking of September, there was a popular American game show that was called Family Feud, and they would have two families set against each other, and they would be answering questions. Like, for example, name something that you'd find in the backseat of your car, right? You had to get right answers, because if you got three wrong answers, then the questions would be asked to the other family. The show was hosted by Richard Dawson, who played Newkirk on the classic American television series Hogan's Heroes. And when Family Feud was in production, usually in one day, they would record up to 3 to 4 programs in a day. So over a few weeks, they would record an entire season of shows. Sometimes, things never went the way they should have. And this created moments that are absolutely priceless. Now, the reason why I mention this today, it's because, well, it is September. We played September song. And there was something that was called the September Blooper. Now, on Family Feud, the winning team would have to choose two people from that family that would be asked a series of questions. And, well, sometimes things didn't always go the way they should have. Let's take a listen now to the clip of Family Feud, and I think you'll see what I mean.
But again, aren't you?
Could try.
15 seconds, please. During what months of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
September.
Something. Oh. Luckily, the clock doesn't start until I finish the September, of course. It's so obvious, isn't it? It's kind of embarrassing. You have to reset the clock because I just laughed at her. And the rest of that, tell me when you're reset to 15. I'm going to allow her to, well, should I continue now once?
Yeah, we'll give her a
moment. Okay, thank you. Well, obviously, you'll take September. It's such a good month. Ready? Name something people wear that needs tying.
A tie.
A noisy bird.
Canary.
A food associated with Christmas.
Can or cookies.
Something kids fill with water.
Balloons.
Good girl. Yeah. You mustn't do that to me, right? Oh. I think this is our 18th show, dear. You cannot give me lines like September, because I don't think I'm going to be able to finish the next show. Come here. What month of pregnancy does a woman look pregnant? September, you said. That's right. That's right. You notice that all women look pregnant in September. I don't know what it is. Anyway, our survey said... Name something people wear that needs tying. You said a tie. Okay, survey said. All right. Noisy bird, you said. Canary, survey said. 4. Food associated with Christmas, you said. Cookies, survey said. 5. Something kids fill with water. Balloon, you said. Survey said. There you go. Come on, Angel. Are you ready?
I think so.
Good girl.
Okay.
That's the last as well. Just remind everybody, give me 20. If I talk, I'll be gone. Here we go.
Okay.
Good luck. Oh, this is for luck.
Oh, thank you.
During what months of... Hold the clock. Fine, I'm fine, we'll do it. Here we go.
Okay.
During what... I'm sorry, darling, because it is important. There's money involved here, but that's the second. I will, huh?
Okay. I'm trying to concentrate.
All right.
Okay.
20. Got the 20 up, have we? Here we go. You good? Yeah. Sure. Good luck. I told you good luck.
Yeah, I know.
Fine. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Sure. Here we go. First question coming up. Oh, God. Oh, here we go, darling.
You're gonna try
no, this is coming serious. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. While you were away, they sang Walter Houston's recording of September song, and it's very emotional to me. I always cry when autumn leaves. Here we go.
Time's up.
Yes, I'm fine. No, we're fine. I'll be fine. Here we go. Good,
okay.
Truly.
Okay.
Good luck. Good
okay.
Luck.
Thank you.
During what month of pregnancy? Come on. Here we go.
I'm dying to hear it. Maybe I shouldn't hear it.
No, here we go. I'll go.
Okay.
During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
Third man.
Name something people wear that needs tying.
A necktie.
Try again.
A bow tie.
Try
again. A pass.
A noisy bird.
A cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Oh, straight, dude. How the hell did you people get on this show? A food associated with Christmas. Food associated with Christmas.
Ham.
What the hell with that? A food associated with Christmas.
Ham.
Very good. And something kids fill with water.
Balloon.
Try again.
A ball.
A ball. Great. Turn around. Oh. I've never done that. All the time that I have ever been on, I have never done that. But do you see her answer?
Oh.
See, we said, what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look? She said something.
That's okay, good answer.
Oh, shut up. You said the, what month did you say?
Third
month. Survey said? 15. Fourth month.
Okay.
Something people wear that needs tying passed on it. Well, that's hard. Shoelaces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, it's hard. You can't just get good questions.
No, I can't get good.
Noisy bird, you gave me, of course, that thing. I really hate these. The cuckoo. You know, when I... Cuckoo! I hate it. Survey said... Zero. A parrot. Yeah, parrot, number one.
Okay.
Food associated with Christmas... What did you say? I have no idea. Ham, you said.
Okay.
Survey said. Nine.
Turkey.
Turkey, yeah.
Tamales.
Something kids is filled with water. You said a ball. Balloons was number one answer. Now, if this is worth 84, I'm retired. Survey said. Zero. 116. $5 for every point. Total of. $580.
Yeah, Richard Dawson. I think many people would start laughing at that, especially if you have the question, when does a woman start to look pregnant? And you say September. In what month, you know? But anyway, Family Feud. The best years of the show, of course, are the years that Richard Dawson was host. And if you do go and look online, you will find many clips from the years that Richard Dawson hosted the program, which is quite do go and check it out because it is a lot of fun. The Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. I'll Never Find Another You, The Seekers, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Well, you know, speaking of the weather, and I just remembered this the other day. You may remember a few years ago, we ran a series that was produced by this wonderful, brilliant engineer who did everything on a very simple four-track cassette recorder, Gary Bourgeois. And he created a series called Flash Frisbone. Now, Flash Frisbone, kind of an adventure series, but a radio broadcaster who's, well, he's a bit of an idiot. And we did broadcast the entire series of 12 programs. In fact, Radio Nederland also did the same when these first came out during Media Network when Jonathan Marks was doing the program. And going back and remembering, there was actually one that was about weather. Now, the reason I mention that, because we had some very strange weather over the last, well, the closing days of August. And I thought that today we would bring this for you again, this one particular episode. Flash Frisbone, yes, getting a job this time at, well, a weather radio station. Music and weather together. Oi.
Et maintenant, les aventures de Flash Frisbone. Flash Frisbone, le disc jockey plus stupide. Il annonce les programmes dans un niveau comme sans paper. Flash Frisbone au Canada. Dans l'épisode dernier, le Frisbone Kid a retourné au Canada, les studios du WAP, le temps avec musique. Écoutons.
Oh, monsieur le Frisbone, les studios.
Ah, ces studios sont très bons, monsieur.
Qu'est-ce que c'est vous dit?
Ces studios c'est très bon et aussi très moderne, también. I can't do this. Let's do it the normal way.
And now...
That's better.
The Aircheck Factory presents... The Amazing Recorded Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, the disc jockey that just can't keep a job. You'll remember in our last episode, Flash was hired at the studios of Hi-Low 2718, an all-weather station with the WAP format, weather-oriented pop. Flash is with the station program director and manager, Nimbus Colombo, on the way to the studios to begin his first day inaugurating the new format. Let's listen.
Dancing up a storm? Well, you know, I mean, if you really think it's going to work that way.
Listen, Frisbone, there's no doubt. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit not only Manitoba, not only Canada, but the world.
Yeah?
Pretty soon you're going to have stations with a WAP format playing weather-oriented pop for their localities and getting the big numbers.
The big numbers?
That's right. The big numbers. I'm talking about cumes.
Yeah?
I'm talking about quarter hours.
Yeah?
I'm talking about success, Frisbone.
Jeez.
Success. S-U-C. Success.
Yeah.
Now listen. Let's take a look at the studios.
Okay.
I want to show you over here.
All right.
This is the weather wire room. Now in here we have all the weather wires from all the major services.
Okay.
We've got the weather in every city, in every country in the world. Your job is to give that weather to the people.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to know only what's going on here in Bim Bam. Uh-huh. They want to know the weather around the world.
The world?
That's right. Weather. Weather-oriented pop. Now you take the weather from these weather wires,
uh-huh.
Okay, and you take the, over here we've got our satellite receiver,
wow.
Which is constantly giving us a complete drawing and maps of the world with the weather, and you see you got here, you got these, I don't know what you call these little circles.
Isobars.
Yeah. Okay, well anyway, you got all that stuff.
That.
And your job, Frisbone,
huh?
The heart of the format,
yeah.
Is to make the music and the weather go together.
Together? Why would I do that?
That's the format.
Oh.
WAP. Weather-oriented pop.
Oh.
Now, your job, should you decide to accept it, and by the way, Frisbone, yeah. You got to accept it because I got nobody else to take early evenings.
That's my favorite shift, anyway.
Your job is to put this whole thing together.
Yeah.
You put together your own forecast.
Uh-huh.
You pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's all in your hands, Frisbone. Wow. It's all up to you.
It's my show. Oh, wow.
Well. What an exciting time for Flash. He could go down in the history books as a pioneer, the first person to inaugurate the WAP weather-oriented pop format. It's later in the evening now, as Flash begins his new career as a weather jockey.
And in addition to fog, London will also be seeing additional rain today, but it's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam, Manitoba. I'm Flash Frisbone. You're listening to The WAP Show, weather-oriented pop for all of Bim Bam and surrounding area. Beautiful day in Bim Bam. It's also a lovely day over in Montreal today.
Look how the skies are silver, beautiful Montreal. Out of the sky of silver.
Hi-Low 2718. Music and weather.
You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea.
And the satellite photograph shows that our friends in the Saucy Islands can be expecting some tropical disturbances, as we said. This is Hi-Low 2718. I'm Flash Frisbone. This hour's weather and music is brought to you by BJ's Truck Stop, the place for fine food and good country music. It's a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature is 27 degrees at Celsius. It's a lovely day. No rain expected in the forecast for all of Manitoba. And looking to the south back into the U.S., down in Colorado, Denver is expecting temperatures in the 70s. A nice day for our friends down there in the Rockies.
Hey, Colorado.
Back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born.
Across Canada, a beautiful day everywhere today, and right now it's dropped to 26 degrees, but that's Celsius. That means it's nice and warm outside, so we got a little bit of sunshine left here on the early evening, and it's a good time to get out. Beautiful, fantastic day here. We've been bringing you the weather from all across the world, but of course it's the best in your own backyard. Right now it's 26 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, just a fantastic, fantastic day in Bim Bam, Manitoba. Twilo 2718, Flash Frisbone.
It's a moody Manitoba morning.
weather,
and music. High Low 2718.
Take a good look around. There's no clouds looking down upon your way.
And for Bim Bam, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. No rain at all. The earliest we could see any rain in the forecast for the local area would be sometime by midday Tuesday.
Always get me down.
Just a little bit cooler in Paris, and the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. Hey, this is Floating Flash Fizzbone, bringing you the weather here on High Low 2718. All weather, all the time, for all of most of Manitoba. Hey, I gotta tell you, it's just a beautiful day here in Bim Bam. Temperature right now is 26 degrees Celsius. A lot of beautiful sunshine today. And the weatherman says, and I quote from the Weather Wire, there is going to be no rain at all until at least Tuesday. So a wonderful weekend in store for you on High Low 2718. We'll be right back with more weather and music after these messages.
There's 5 new records on the jukebox at BJ's Truck Stop. That's right, BJ's Truck Stop in downtown Bim Bam has 5 new singles, including one by Johnny Paycheck.
Boy, this is the easiest job I've ever had. All you gotta do is read the weather and play the stuff.
Oh my god, Frizzbone! Oh jeez, oh god, Frizzbone! What are we gonna do?
Calm down, bro, calm down!
Frizzbone.
What's wrong? Oh, what's
listen,
wrong?
Haven't you looked out the window?
No!
Frizzbone, haven't you looked out
show.
The window?
I've,
well,
what?
It's raining! It's raining and you've been saying the sun is shining!
It says on the wire!
Oh my god, what are we gonna do? I was just down at the truck stop, they canceled all the ads, they said we're a bunch of bozos!
Stop my phone!
What are we gonna do here? I'll be right back!
Tired of bears eating your garbage.
I was just doing my job. I don't understand, man. It said sunshine. I was just doing my job. It ain't my job to look out the window. I read the weather after. It ain't my job.
Oh, Frizzbone, quick.
What?
Cue up this record. We're changing format. Cue it up. Just cue the thing up. Okay, cart.
What's going on?
Okay, Frizzbone, quick.
Why?
Play this cart and then play the record.
Why?
Play the cart and play the record.
But the spot for
come on,
shows
push
on.
The button. I don't care about the commercial. Play the cart.
All right.
And then play the record.
All right.
Oh my god. I'm a failure. Oh my god.
This is Disco 18 to 35.
Disco.
Well, what about the weather?
The WAP format is dead. It's disco all the way, Frizzbone. Disco all the way.
Okay, I guess. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing, Frizzbone.
Yeah?
You're fired.
Oh, okay. I'm fired?
I was just doing my job!
Well, it looks like Flash is once again out of work. What will happen? As we leave our hero this month, he's walking alone in the rain, heading toward BJ's Truck Stop in hopes of perhaps getting a free meal. Tune in again next month for another exciting adventure of Floating Flash Frizzbone Radio Ace. The amazing radio adventures of Floating Flash Frizzbone are recorded at the facilities of Studio B in Marquette, Michigan.
Yes, Flash Frizzbone. Now, if you'd like to hear the entire series of Flash Frizzbone, if you go to the Facebook page for PCJ Radio International, a link will be posted there where you can actually download all, I think it's 12 or 13 episodes of Flash Frizzbone, which is a lot of fun to listen to. They are absolutely hysterical. Anyway, time for music again. Let's now listen to the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra with a composition by George Gershwin. No, it's not what you're thinking. It's not the typical George Gershwin number, because he also wrote a number of orchestral pieces. This is Concerto in F in the third movement, the Buffalo Philharmonic.
Thank you.
I just realized that today's program, actually, as that piece was playing, is we're having a jolly good laugh today, yes, which is actually good, considering people are going back at school, they're going back at work, we have to laugh, otherwise you go, oi, another week, some of the whole of the business. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. I thought that next we would go to David Monson. Now, David Monson, who's no longer with us, did a whole series of monologues when he was at Belgian Radio many, many years ago that were released as an LP. And from time to time, we will bring you these. And a lot of people really enjoy hearing them. And there are so many of them that I think we never would take us a year to actually run out. But we're going to listen to another one of my favorite ones from that whole series. This one is called The Owl and the Pussycat.
Yes, like that. Didn't you? Let me put things back to order. Back in order, rather. Ashtray is where it should be. Trash can is where it should be. Ah, gosh, my word. Nothing I can do by the windows, though. The road, well, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, then I'm afraid I'm well on my way there. I've hardly had time, I'm afraid, to read through all your letters this afternoon. That's before coming down to the studio. Did we come down to the studio today? Third floor, is that where we are? Disoriented sort of day, and night for that matter. Getting oriented, you know. Orientated, Orient. Always had a magic ring for me, that word. Orient. The mystical, the exotic, the captivating, the enticing, the seductive. She was, actually. The lusty, the husky, the Queen of Sheba-like, the Empress. Certainly impressed me. Empress-like, the... Well, no, not the word there. What's the word I'm searching for? Help me, if you will. Come on, all you dictionaries among you. The serpentine-like, the soft, serene, oriental dream of... I know where it all comes from, I know. Book I read years and years ago. I used to read while doing sentry duty out in the barren wastes of a desert. Compulsory military training, that... What training, I asked myself. All the novels, actually, all the novels by John Masters, like Far, Far, the Mountain Peak, To the Coral Strand, that's the one I was thinking about. Reading that particular novel in the dead of night, 10 years on, and I talk in the dead of night about some of the things, the books, the novels, that I passed my time with, shouldering a rifle, waiting for the enemy that never came. By torchlight, I used to do it. By torchlight. Sometimes, even when the batteries ran flat, by the light... of the sultry moon, silvery moon. Even nursery rhymes come in handy sometimes. The Owl and the Pussycat, not the flattened version I saw in the tunnel on the way to work today. Well, the Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar, "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are, what a beautiful pussy you are." Used to love that one. And I brought it up to date. In fact, I'm going to bring it up to date tonight in this program. How about this? The Owl and the Pussycat sat down to tea, and the Owl began to croak, "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the pussycat looked up to the stars above and what rhymes with that? And the pussycat looked up to the stars above and to the sound of a distant car. Said, the pussycat said, "Oh, owl, oh, owl, oh, wise, oh, owl." What goes with that? "Oh, wise, oh, owl, I know this sounds bizarre, but I knew there'd never be another owl in my life or a better taste in my mouth than you. And... by gum, you are." Okay, let's recite that once more. I've got to write this time. The Owl and the Pussycat sat down to tea, and the Owl began to croak. "Oh, Pussy, my love, oh, Pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the Pussycat looked up to the stars above and to the sound of a distant car. Said, oh, Owl, oh, wise old owl, I know this sounds bizarre. I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth. Then you, and by gum, you are. Nursery rhymes updated. Have you updated any nursery rhymes lately? I have to sit down and polish that one up. I don't like the last line so much. You know, I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth. Oh, gosh, must I really discuss something serious tonight? Oh, who's for me discussing something serious in mailbag this evening? You know, I'm fed up with politicians. Who isn't? Except politicians, of course. I'm fed up with their politics. Who isn't, except the politicians? So I'm fed up with... No, one thing I'm not fed up with is the sound of... Talking about guitars is the sound of a good violin. Or a good violinist. Or a good violin, I suppose, for that matter. But give a good violinist a bad instrument, and I'm convinced he'll still make beautiful music. And some beautiful sounds we've been hearing these past few nights in the Queen Elizabeth Music Contest. I played you a taped recording of excerpts from one of the most electrifying performances, can't think of any other way of saying it, electrifying performances to date in the contest. Even the critics here agree that there's possibly nothing better to be found on record than that performance of the Bartok Second Violin Concerto by American Peter Zazowski. And just a snatch again to whet your appetite or let you know what you missed in the program last evening.
David Monson with The Owl and The Pussycat from his days when he was at Belgian Radio International, one of the many monologues that were eventually released. And by the way, those were scripted to a point. He used to make notes and then, well, just kind of roll off the tongue. Can't do it today, you see. Too early in the morning while we're doing this program, especially today. Because I have to have an airplane to catch in about 3 hours. So, time for music now. Nina Simone with Touching and Caring. Nina Simone, Touching and Caring. Different, actually, from most Nina Simone songs. More pop-sounding, actually, but she did do some of that stuff. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. If you want to contact us, do so. PCJQSL@gmail.com. We're going to leave you right now. So until next time, friends, here's some ABBA with The Visitors. Goodbye, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, I have a plane to catch, and sayonara.
The books, the pain.